The fastest growing group of people who hunt and fish is women. And this makes our guest today even more special. The Extreme Huntress for 2014, I want to say 2001, but I don't, Extreme Huntress of 2014 is Amanda Lowry. Amanda, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on today. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, tell me about the Extreme Huntress competition. Why did you decide to enter, and what went into that?
Well, I actually came across it by accident about 4 or 5 days before the deadline to enter, and I decided I was going to check it out, and I was reading about it, and I really liked their mission. Their mission is to encourage more women to get out there and hunt in hopes that more children will also take interest in hunting in the outdoors. And then secondly, it's also about just preserving our outdoor heritage and getting the word out there and making sure that, you know, our next generations will be able to enjoy hunting and spending time in the outdoors. And so I really liked their mission. And then this year they started having the girls compete and actually have to hunt and shoot and different things in order to win, and versus just a popularity contest like some of the other ones that are out there. So I thought, you know what, this is, I like what they're doing, and I'm going to get a chance to show off my abilities, so I'm just going to go for it. And so I did, and here I am now.
That's great. Well, let me be the last to congratulate you. I'm sure.
Well, thank you.
Has every relative called, every friend, anybody, you know, did the word get around very quickly?
Oh, yeah. I mean, our local papers have already published it, and everybody is calling each other and excited. It was, you know, everybody worked really hard and really rallied around me. And so everyone, it was as big a win for everyone else, I think, as it was for me.
So, yeah. Now, where do you live?
I live in North Idaho in Sandpoint. So
I bet it's beautiful up there.
It is. It's gorgeous. I love it.
did you grow up, I mean, is your family is from there? Did you grow up in Northern Idaho?
Yeah, I've lived here most of my life. My husband's lived here his whole life. A lot of our family and friends are here, so it's definitely home.
That's great. That's what a beautiful part of the world. Tell me about some of the skill tests. What besides? I know you had to write an essay to kind of get in the final round, but what were the skill tests that you had to go through?
Well, we had to do online voting, so part of it was campaigning to get votes, you know, getting the word out there, getting different papers and magazines and stuff to publish our stuff. And then when we got to Texas to the hunting part, we had to hunt. We had a list of like 12 different animals, both management and trophy species. So we had to hunt. We had to do speed shooting. We shot moving targets with a 375 H&H. We did long-range shooting. We ran a biathlon.
Wow.
We did trophy field scoring. And every minute we were out there, we were being judged and followed around by cameras and the whole works. So, you know, they were pretty critical of everything that we did. So
it was like an American Idol or a combination American Idol, Best Voice, Survivor. I mean, you got all the TV shows wrapped up in that one competition.
Yeah, yeah, it was crazy. And then, you know, I've never done anything on. I've never filmed a hunt. I mean, I always take my own camera, but no one's ever filmed me. So having a camera in your face the whole time was a new experience too. So
yeah, but that's true. Is it intimidating, or did you learn something about the way you shoulder a rifle?
I did. I learned a lot about myself there. The first day was really intimidating and nerve-wracking. And then the first competition, my rifle misfired. And so I was kind of a nervous wreck the first day. But then after that, we just really started having a lot of fun. And, you know, hunting is something I'm passionate about and something I love. So it's kind of my comfort zone. And so we settled right in, and it wasn't bad at all. So.
What was your favorite one to do? What was your favorite skill test?
Well, besides the hunting, I really enjoyed the biathlon. That was a blast for me. It was really hot and miserable, but a self-challenge more than anything, and just proving to myself that I could do it in the heat and different things was pretty awesome. So
yeah, that's great. Well, now, depending on, I'm sure you've got real seasons in Idaho, so what kind of outdoor sports do you like doing?
Well, when we're not hunting, we have a bunch of horses, so we compete in cowboy mounted shooting. And then other than that, most of the time we spend out in the woods either hunting or fishing or camping, and that takes up most of our time. So, but aside from that, we spend a lot of time on our horses. We help out with the rodeos here, and different things, so.
Well, that's great. Well, if you're just joining us, I'm talking with Amanda Lowry, who is the Extreme Huntress of 2014. And what exactly, what are the duties and perks of being the Extreme Huntress of 2014? What do you do? What are your duties?
Well, the biggest thing really is that it kind of gives you a platform to share with other women, get out there and kind of be a role model for them and inspire them to get out there and try it, or maybe they're already hunting and just need some encouragement. And I have a lot of public speaking planned for this year. As part of winning, we go on a hunt of a lifetime that's filmed for TV. So that's my personal perk from it. But
yeah, that's great.
Basically, it's just a big platform to teach and to share and spread the word about why we're here and get more people involved. So
that's great. And so you'll do that with schools or civic groups, or, you know, that's great.
Yeah, we're doing some youth camps up here, both in Idaho and Montana this year, and then at different, like, archery events and all a big variety of different places.
Mm-hmm. So can you enter next year or not?
I could if I wanted to, but I don't plan to, just because, you know, it was an 8-month process and it was a lot of work. And so rather than do that, they're going to have me come back next year as a judge and kind of mentor next year's contestants during the competition in Texas and help out down there. So I'm excited about that, and I'll leave the door open for someone else to have the opportunity.
Yeah, I don't blame you. 8 months is that's a big commitment. Now, you have children?
Yes, I do. I've got
two
young little girls. Yep,
little
they're
girls?
4 years old and 5 years old. So.
Wow. Four and five. And what did they do while you were doing this competition? Your husband take care of them, or what did they do?
My grandma and my mom help out with the kids. My husband works in the oil field in North Dakota, so he's gone quite a bit of the time. So thankfully, we've got really good family support system. And so they.
I think I hear him in the background. Are they back there talking?
Yep, they're in the background.
Put them
they
on
keep
the
trying to peek in here.
That's good. They got a good strong. Somebody's got a good strong voice back there.
Yep. So they're cool though. They're good little cheerleaders, and they were excited for mom to win. And
Oh yeah. I'm seeing mom on TV and winning the big contest. That's great. Well, tell me as I said at the very beginning when we first started talking, one of the fastest growing groups, I guess, probably the fastest growing group in outdoor sports is women. And why do you think that is? Why are more women getting involved in hunting and fishing?
I think that primarily it's always been a male dominated sport, and girls are just starting to realize that they can do it too. And they can provide for their families too. I mean, women are in the workforce more these days as well. And so not only is it a means of provision, but for their families, but it's also, I think, rewarding to them to just know that they're able to get out there and do it and capable of doing it. And there's more and more women like Tiffany Lukowski and more women role models getting out there. And then you have stuff like the Hunger Games, and that inspires women to do archery. And you know, there's various reasons, I think, and it's kind of a snowball effect. The more people that get involved, the more people that get involved, you know.
Right. Well, I know the people. I mean, people like myself who work in the industry from a journalism standpoint and have seen has grown up hunting and fishing. I love this. I mean, this makes it so much more interesting. It's you get people, you get a whole another group involved in the sport, and it's great for everybody.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's exciting to see, and just, you know, I'm still pretty young, but it's been exciting to see so many more women. You know, when I first started hunting, there was no other girls besides my mom that hunted. So it's cool for me to have friends that are starting to want to be interested in learning and being a part of helping encourage that is awesome.
Yeah. Now, what's next for you after you serve your year as the extreme huntress? Do you go back to being a mom? Do you do a TV show, or what do you do?
Well, I've got a couple of different guest episodes for TV shows in the works, and I've got some seminars planned. And we started our own business here in Idaho called I Can Outdoors, and we're doing some youth camps / ministry here, trying to teach kids to hunt and incorporating hunter's ed and archery and different things. And so we're going to focus on that. And, you know, I don't know, it's opened up so many doors. I couldn't tell you what all it's going to lead to, but definitely going to keep stay in the industry and do whatever I can for as long as I can. So.
Oh, that's great. I am tickled to death that you won the contest and that you're such a good person and have the right kinds of priorities. Amanda Lowry has been our guest. She's the Extreme Huntress for 2014. And, boy, I wish you the best this year. And, you know, if you've got any advice for any young ladies out there, what would it be if you were going to give them a kind of a passing comment?
I think just be confident in yourself. Don't be afraid to try something new, and don't be afraid to reach out to people to help you. Even people who are considered celebrities in the hunting world, you'll find a lot of them are willing to help. And so just don't be afraid to get out there and try it and learn. So.
Good. Thank you. Thank you, Amanda.